It was very late. No one else was in the office, except for me and for you. I could see you in your own office, the door slightly open, the light still on, trying to not be too obvious as I sneak a peek from time to time. I had been waiting for months, for weeks, to find the right time to get you alone, all to myself. I don't know much about you. You're my boss. It's always, yes, sir, no, sir, with you. Very professional, distant. I'm concerned that what I'm about to do may not be something you respond to. It might cost me my job here. It's something I've thought about, something I worry about, but at this point, I can't hold back. I'm completely and utterly obsessed with you. I think about you all the time. And what's more, I'm a strong, independent career woman, and all I want is for you to dominate me. I'm almost ashamed to admit it to myself. I don't know how I'm going to admit it out loud. I want you to absolutely ruin me. To have your way with me. To use me as you see fit. I've never wanted to submit to any man as I have wanted to submit to you. All I think about is knocking on your door. You asking for me to enter, and then I crawl in on my hands and knees, still in my business suit, my high heels, my skirt riding up as I shuffle across the floor, my shirt strategically unbuttoned just before I come in, so you get a nice full view of my big tits as I crawl over to you. I want to pop up and put my hands on your knees, grinning, elated that you called for me, that you want me, like a flower reaching toward the sun, your attention feeds me. I'm putty in your hands. As you stroke my cheek and drag a thumb across my heavily glossed lower lip, I shudder at your touch, electrified right to my very core. I breathe heavy as you unzip your pants. I lick my lips and wait, although I want to dive onto your nice fat cock. You take my head in your hands, your fingers entwining in my hair as you bring me down rough onto your fat dick. I It feels so good to have my mouth shoved full of your cock. My master's cock. I'm so eager to have it. I'm so eager to be used. I just want to make you feel good and serve you. Use my mouth as your personal fleshlight. Face fuck me. Deep throat me. Use me and abuse me however you like. I love every minute of it, as I love every inch of your cock jammed down my throat, gagging and sputtering as drool comes down from my chin, dripping onto my tits, staining my shirt, wet. I don't care. I know I'll have to go back out into the cubicles with the others, messed up, smelling of sex, but I don't care. I'm your pet. I'm yours to play with as you want, and I'm so lucky for it. Deeper and deeper I take your cock. Oh, sucking, licking, worshipping its every inch deep inside my mouth, breaching the back, going down my throat, making me gag. My mascara is running as my eyes well up. Tears streaming down my face, mixing with the drool and spit all over me already. I'm your good little whore. I'm your good little pet. I'm your good little girl. Yours to command. Yours to play with. Yes, sir. I'll never say no to you. Without any warning, you rip me up from my knees, bending me over your desk. Staplers and papers go crashing onto the ground. With a sharp inhale, I feel my skirt rip up over the hump of my ass, and my underwear come ripping down to my knees, and in one fell swoop, you stuff your fat cock deep in my wet pussy hole. It feels so fucking full and so fucking good to be fucked by you, bent over on your desk right there in the office. Oh, you ask me, who's your master? You are, sir. You make me say it again. Sir. Sir. Yes, sir. Fuck me, sir. I'll be your good girl, sir. I need your cock and your cum, sir. I'm so lucky to have you fucking me, sir. On and on until I feel your cock thicken and your pace quicken, and you jam and ram your cock into me with abandon as I feel you losing control, fucking me harder and harder, my face smushed into the desk, my back arched, my ass up, my hips bruising with your fingertips grabbing my flesh, and with one last ram, I feel you lose control, coming deep, deep inside my cunt. It feels incredible. You spasming and coming hard and hard inside of me, filling me up with your hot, creamy load. Ah, I feel so special. You're a good little girl. Your private cum dump. With an unceremonious slap on the ass, you withdraw. I pull my panties up. shimmy my skirt down, bend down, pick up the papers and stapler and tidy up your desk. And with a giggle, I leave, going back to my workplace, a cummy, used mess. That's what I desperately want so badly. It's all I can think about. Being yours. Being all yours. And as I sit here at my desk, so late in the office, quiet except for the two of us, I pluck up enough courage to walk over to your office and knock.